Trusting the Truth in a World of Lies, Gary Binford and Samuel Tolley Pull No Punches. Podcast host and biblical patriot Samuel Tolley joins Gary Binford to expose cultural deception, defend biblical truth, and remind America who really sets us free. In this episode of United Patriots Uprising, Gary Binford welcomes Samuel Tolley, host of the podcast Trusting the Truth, for a soul-stirring conversation about spiritual blindness, political bondage, and why only the gospel can make us free. Scripture Foundation. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. John chapter 17 verse 17. Straight shooter for Christ and country. From the moment Samuel Tolley appears on screen, it's clear. This is not a man who plays church. He opens his show with a bold declaration: we view the world through the lens of Jesus Christ. We do not view Jesus Christ through the lens of the world. That worldview shapes everything Tolley believes, and everything he stands against. A former banker and real estate professional turned theologian, Tolley now serves as a precinct committeeman in Arizona's Maricopa County. And a board member of Mordecai Mission, which equips biblically rooted believers to engage every level of government. In other words, he doesn't just preach resistance, he lives it. The Second Amendment isn't optional, it's biblical. When asked about the imagery on his podcast's banner, a Bible laid over the American flag, flanked by Glock handguns, Tolley doesn't flinch. _ The Bible is central. The flag means I'm American. The guns? That's our God-given right to defend life and liberty. _ He likens the Second Amendment to a plunger. You may not want to use it, but when evil overflows, you'd better have one ready. For Tolley, disarming the citizenry is never about safety, it's about control. History proves it. Look at Venezuela, China, or the Soviet Union, he says. Wherever guns go, tyranny grows. Postmodern madness and the war on reality. Tolley and Binford share an almost bewildered grief over how quickly America has unraveled. Boys pretending to be girls. Children mutilated in the name of identity. Churches packed with worshipers on Sunday, then voting for abortion and transgenderism on Monday. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Tolley calls it what it is, demonic deception. He remembers when even the wayward still had common sense. Back in the day, even if I was on psychedelics, I still knew fire burned and gravity worked. But now, many in the church can't tell the difference between biblical compassion and worldly compromise. They no longer know truth, because they no longer know the word. Your truth is a lie. Binford offers a practical rebuke to relativism. Ask someone who believes in your truth for change for a $20 bill. When they give it to you, hand them back a $10. When they complain, tell them, that's your truth. My truth says it's a 20. The point? Truth isn't subjective, and once you remove God, the source of truth, from schools, government, and culture, you end up where we are today, lost, angry, and enslaved. Freedom doesn't come from government. Tolley makes it plain: government doesn't grant freedom, God does. If government gives it, government can take it away. But if you belong to Christ, your freedom is eternal. The real slavery today isn't physical, it's spiritual and intellectual. From the victim mentality poisoning black Americans to the victimhood gospel infecting the church, Tolley says it's time to break free. The only victim was Jesus Christ. He broke the bonds of sin. So why are you still acting like a slave? Choose your side, communism or constitution. In a moment of prophetic clarity, Binford observes, _ the middle ground is disappearing. God is removing the gray zone. You'll either follow the constitution and Christ, or fall into communism and chaos, _ Tolley agrees, pointing to the red-green axis of Marxist and Islamic movements aligned against America. Ignorant allies like Queers for Gaza are tools in a larger spiritual battle. He warns, they'll eventually destroy each other, but only after first dismantling the last true obstacle, a free, God-fearing America. What can we do? Both men agree, we must speak up, stand firm, and stay biblical. Tolley reminds listeners that evangelism and engagement go hand in hand. His podcast, Trusting the Truth, tackles cultural lies with biblical clarity, refusing to bow to either churchianity or secularism. We're not here to blend in. We're here to shine. Even if they don't listen, make sure they never forget you stood for Christ. Scripture conclusion: and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John chapter 8 verse 32. Key takeaways: truth isn't relative. It's found in God's word, not in feelings or culture. The Second Amendment protects all other amendments. Disarming citizens paves the way to tyranny. America's collapse is spiritual. Moral rot, not political policy, is our greatest threat. Victimhood is slavery. Christ died to make you free. Live like it. The Constitution and the Gospel must stand together. Without God, liberty falls. Where to watch and learn more? Find Gary Binford online YouTube channel at Gary Binford 1969 Podcast Archive, United Patriots Uprising X, Twitter at Gary_Binford Facebook, Gary Binford Truth Social, at Gary Binford Connect with Samuel Tolley Podcast, Trusting the Truth, YouTube and Rumble, X, Twitter, at Samuel Tolley Facebook, Samuel Tolley Substack, at Samuel Tolley.